how do you feel right now as far as your game and where you're, how you
I feel better.
Okay.
I feel a lot better than I have in the past couple of weeks. I haven't played well in the last 2 weeks at all. You know, I know that. I haven't shot the ball well at all. And, you know, I lost a little confidence, but I'm fine now. I just, those couple of days off really helped. And, you know, mentally I just decided to kind of just start from last night.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, coming into the game, I just said this is game one of the season. And for me, that was the best way to look at it. Try to put the first 25 games behind me. You know, with the good games and the bad games. But also going into that game, I realized I haven't really played well. I haven't really been consistent the past 2 weeks. And I guess those things happen. You know, I'm not going to lose focus. Just continue to work hard and see what happens next.
The Atlanta game, was that a blessing and a curse at the same time? The 40, because it seemed like right after that game, things kind of, you start struggling.
I wouldn't say it was a curse. I mean, I would just hope, you know, I don't know if people expect me to come out and score 41 every
yeah.
night, because I don't think that's going to happen as much as I would want it to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen. You know, I shot 15 for 20 that game. It's hard to shoot 15 for 20 every game. But, you know, it's just not going to happen that way. But I'm certainly not going to look at it as a curse. It's just a game that I showed, that showed me and showed a lot of people the things I am capable of, I think. You know, I think one of the toughest things as a player to do is be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, great players learn to do that, and good players got to learn to do that in order to be great. And that's the thing that I have to learn. I got to learn to be consistent. I know that. It's no secret. And, you know, I'm working hard to try to get better and get back to shooting the ball well, get back to feeling good on the floor.
Did you feel like you were pressing after that 41-point game and
I wasn't really pressing at that. Actually, you know, that next game in Charlotte, I think, you know, and then there was games after that, I had more confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, coming off 41 points, your confidence was sky high, but I really wasn't pressing. I don't think I've been forcing anything. I mean, I always felt like if you want to be aggressive, you have to force something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how can you be aggressive without forcing anything? I always felt that you should force something. You know, as good as Ray is and good as Rashad is, you know, those guys are as players. I've seen them four shots all the time and make them. But, you know, I don't feel like I've been pressing anything. I think, like I said, I've just been thinking so much. Because, you know, one bad game, you think about that, I'm my biggest critic. You know, you guys can't say anything about me that I haven't said about myself or won't say about myself. And, you know, I'm so hard on myself. And when I have a bad game, it shows so much. And I think about it so much that it carry over to the next one, and almost automatically I'll have a bad game the next game because I'm thinking about the last one. So that's something that I have to work on internally and get better at, and I will. And, you know, like I said, I think I took the first step in doing that these past couple of days we had off, just to go out there and have fun again and get back to playing. Because earlier in the season, I was just really having fun, and I think that's why I was playing so well. And these last 2 weeks, I've just been out there thinking so much and just been so frustrated that, you know, it's taken away from my game. So I got to get back to just having fun and being positive and staying encouraged and keep working hard.
What did you do the past couple of days take your mind off of?
You know what, I came in the gym at night. I, you know, got some treatment on my body, got my body feeling back good. You know, I called my trainer up from Atlanta. He came up here with me and sat down, and we watched some tape and watched some film on games.
You know, what's your trainer's name?
His name is Corey McCray.
Okay.
So we came. We just sat down. I was just telling him about the things I was going through, and he was telling me the things he was seeing. It all pretty much was the same. It's like, you just like you thinking too much, and just stop thinking so much, and just play the game like you know how to play. You know, it's just these last 2 weeks has just been so tough, and I didn't know what was going on. And like I said, I just wanted to wipe the slate clean and say, you know what, I'm gonna take those 25 games and play for last night, put them behind me, and move on from last night. Make last night game number one of the season. Start fresh and be positive, be encouraging to my teammates. Just try to win games.
Did you see a difference last night?
I did. I felt better. I mean, I didn't shoot the ball well, but I felt better. Even after the game, you know, it was disappointing that we lost and disappointing how we came out and played. No question about that, but I felt better. My body felt good. Shots, I thought, I took good shots. It felt good. They didn't fall. They didn't fall for anyone. Most mm-hmm. of us, really. So that's a game that you got to put behind you, too. But I felt a lot better last night. I was a lot more energized. See what happens tomorrow.
Strike. Thanks, Father. Appreciate it, man.